Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Since we had Mishnah Aleph, the halacha of Shabbos, which is after Yom Tov, and that's the context of Eruv Tavshilin, so now we have a halacha that's Negea with Yom Tov that's after Shabbos. So it's Yom Tov that's on a Sunday. Chaliyo Yisachah Shabbos, if Yom Tov is on Sunday, B'Shamay Oimrim, Madbilin Es HaKoil Milifnei HaShabbos. There's a halacha that being toivel a kli, which is tomei, is considered a form of tikkun mana, and there's a necessity for tefillas kelim going into Yom Tov. The rule of thumb is that a person chayev otim l'tayir atzma b'regel, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the etzem simchas Yom Tov was, like we learned in Perek Aleph, was with basa kotchim, achilas kotchim, and going into the azorot, to be oil regal was the basic of Yom Tov. Im Kain, it's also for a person to be mitame himself, and is a chiyuv for a person who's tame to be mitayer. Not only that, but kelim that are tame also have to be nitar. That's a halacha. That being said, when to be toivel kelim when Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos? Erev Yom Tov, b'derech klal, there was a rush on mikvois. People would be mitayer, and they would be mitayer any kelim that needed tvilo. But there's an issue on Shabbos. B'shamay Oimrim, you have to do everything before Shabbos. Matbilin zakoil milufnei Shabbos. Hein anoshim v'hein kelim. U'beisil al Oimrim kelim milufnei Shabbos v'odam b'Shabbos. Enochan Ami Chazal will goizer on kelim that's like a tikkun mana, but on people being metayer, that they were never goizer, and that you can do on Shabbos. The Maaseh, besides for the tikkun mana, if there's no need, there's an issur stam of bathing on Shabbos or Yom Tov. That's for sure true. That's halachim for eshes. If somebody goes into water to cool off or lirchitz, that's also. There's such a meduber. Ramon Yerideh Kuf Tzadik Zayin brings a shita that would hold that women are not allowed to be nitar mitumas nidosom but Shabbos, so we certainly don't pass in that way. But there's such a sheet abroad, just to show the context of this discussion. We have a Mishnah that says, Adam b'Shabbos. So why would that be worse? That's discussed over there. Mishnah Gimel, V'shoven shemashikin es hamayim b'kli even l'taharon avaloy madbilin. It's a very interesting halacha. V'shoven b'sham, I may still both agree that is a halacha that would have made sense. That should have been aser, but they both agree. That means that there's a sibah over here why it could have been shaykh to what was discussed in the Mishnah before. Vishovin that it's not that way. Shemashikin es hamayim, what are we talking about? Mashikin es hamayim, this is a process that's called zuriyah. We'll describe it in a second. Let's first read the words. Shemashikin es hamayim, we connect the water b'kli even l'taron, with a kli even to other waters to be mitaron. Avalei madbilin, tefillas kelim, like we said, is an issur derabanan, like tikkun mana. There's a way to be mitayer. Normally, you could be mitayer. A person certainly could be tevil in the mikveh. Kelim could be nitval in the mikveh. Oichlin umashkin that become tamei. There's no way out. You can't take a loaf of bread that became tamei and put it in the mikveh. It doesn't become tor. However, water specifically, what you could do is, let's say you have a big jug of water and it became tummy, a sheretz touched it. What you could do is you could take this water and now make it part of a source of water that's not tummy, and it's sort of nizbatl to that water. That's why it's called zriya. It's like kilu, you're taking a seed, which is a thing for itself, and you mevatl its status as a sunflower seed, let's say. You put it in the ground. With that, it becomes, in the dirt, it becomes bottle. It's ois, that thing. The water, when you do this zuriya, that's why it's called hashokim, miloshin nishiko, and it's a direct flow of the water that's in the water source, so then it becomes bottle to that stream or that brook or that spring, and becomes tor. Now, the problem with it is that you have to draw the water from the jug that you have in order to put it into the, in order to make the hashoka. So how do you do that? L'chay, you're going to make a kli that comes into contact with the water tomei. So that's what he says. Mashikin is amay b'kli even, something which is not makabal tumah. L'taron, to be metar the water. Aval lo madbilin, you certainly cannot be toivel. Now the madbilin over here doesn't refer to tvilas kelim, because that we said. We're talking about over here, the way the Gemara explains it, instead of using a kli even, which is not makabel tumah, you fill up a decent amount of water in a kli eitz, which was tumah, and you stick the kli eitz with the water into a mikveh. You do the zriya on the water that's in the kli, and that now it would become bottled to the water source, it would become bottled to the mikveh, and now it would become tohar. Agav, while you're doing that, maybe you should be able to be tohar with the kli. Shtet mishnah you can't. Have a lemad bilin. The Gemara Grad explains that this is only on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. On Yom Tov you would be allowed to be toivul a kli agav hashoka zriyas mayim. Umad bilin migav legav umechabura lechabura. There's halacha that we have a lot of in Maseches Chagiga that there's a maila in a chumra. That is, b'lashon Chazal, a maila means a chumra. In the Tahara, that's again the Beis HaMikdash, Legabi Kochim, Achilas Kochim, Achilas Truma, Achilas Maisus, that any Tvilo that's made for one purpose, even though Tvilo L'chor is Matar, a person goes into a mikveh because of Tumas Sheret, and it's Negei also for Nida, for Zov, what is Zov? Gradi Nid Mayim Chaim. For other purposes, of other works, Torah is Torah. Midrabbonon, if a person is nitval for Sibo A, and then he has another reason why he has to be tor for Sibo B, he was toivel for Truma and he for Kachim, so Mamela doesn't work for the other thing. That choyser tvilo is not a choyser in Tahara, it's a choyser in a mailo osu b'kodesh. So it's a choyser in an extra madrega. That you'd be allowed to do on Shabbos. Or Yabtiv. That's not called tikkun manos. So the Mishnah expresses this, so madbilim mi gav legav. Gav is like a cause. From one cause to another. Umechabur lechabur. The marshal is like a legabi carbon pesach. If he was made up to eat with one chabur, you have to be part of a chabur by carbon pesach. So if you're made up to be part of one chabur, he has to be toivel for the other chabur. Again, in their eyes, it makes no sense. The Rabbanon, they made a maila. Kotrim has that it has to be with intent.